The question for today is, I know that the Sovereign Father has many titles, but I have a problem with many names, especially in view of the Tetragrammaton, YHWH, used over 6,000 times in the Old Testament. It seems that the Jews, who used many titles, God, Lord, Elohim, Adonai, etc., for their God, must have known that their God had a personal name, YHWH, which they held sacred. Can you elaborate on this subject? It is true that YHWH, pronounced variously Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, etc., is the name most often used of God in the Hebrew Scriptures, and that most other terms used in reference to the deity are titles describing one or more of his divine attributes. The name Yahweh is also descriptive of God's nature, but there is some uncertainty as to what its original meaning conveyed to ancient Israel. Some scholars feel the term simply means eternal or ever-living one. Others, however, believe that the term conveys covenantal faithfulness, that is, the God of Israel is everlastingly faithful to his covenant. Taken either way, the point is that the name Yahweh is, in one sense, a title. The Hebrew word translated name is Sem. There appears to be no distinction between name and title in Hebrew. One could rightly say that Yahweh is God's name, but one could also rightly say that Yahweh is one of the Creator's titles. Many such titles or names may be rightly used in reference to the true God. Scripture reveals that the Lord of hosts is his name, Amos 4 verse 13. Holy is another name or title that belongs to God. Isaiah 57 verse 15 states, "For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy." We know that the Messiah's name is Jesus, Yeshua, but we're told in Isaiah 9 verse 6 that his name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Hebrew word Sem, rendered name, can be used of any term that describes the character, fame, and attributes of the person to whom that particular term pertains. Jesus tells his followers how to address the Heavenly Father and shows that God's name can be hallowed without using a Hebrew term. See Matthew 6, verse 9.